Joffrey said nothing, but a man strange to Arya, a tall knight with black hair and burnt scars on his face, pushed forward in front of the prince. "This is your prince. Who are you to tell him he may not have an edge on his sword, sir?"
"Master-at-arms at Winterfell, Clegane, and you'll be well not to forget it."
"Are you training women here?" the burn man wanted to know. He was muscled like a bull.
"I am training knights," Sir Roderick said pointedly. "They will have steel when they are ready, when they are of an age."
The burn man looked at Rob. "How old are you, boy?"
14, Rob said.
"I killed a man at 12. You can be sure it was not with a blunt sword."
Arya could see Rob bristle. His pride was wounded. He turned to Sir Roderick.
Let me do it. I can beat him." "Beat him with a tawny blade, then," Sir Roderick said.
Joffrey shrugged. "Come and see me when you're older, Stark, if you're not too old." There was laughter from the Lannister men. Rob's curses rang through the yard. Arya covered her mouth in shock. Theon Greyjoy seized Rob's arm to keep him away from the prince. Sir Roderick tugged at his whiskers in dismay. Joffrey feigned a yawn and turned to his younger brother.
"Come, Tommen," he said. "The hour of play is done. Leave the children to their frolics."